Social Security Administration is launching a huge internal reorganization because of budget pressure. The agency got hundreds of millions of dollars of funding cut in the 2011 budget that passed Congress in April. And Federal News Radio's Ruben Gomez is here with details. Tell us about these changes, Ruben, and exactly what and who they're affecting at SSA.
Yeah, well, this is a memo that Federal News Radio's Jason Miller got a hold of earlier. And the memo outlines a number of changes to Social Security's IT setup, for one. The agency lost $300 million in the 2011 budget that Congress passed in April. And in the reorg, the CIO's office is going to see a number of changes. They're losing a number of functions. For one, the innovation and investment management units are moving out and into an office called the Office of Systems. The division of IT strategy and a functional responsibility for health IT at Social Security is going to move out to the Office of Systems also. And parts of the Office of Open Government are moving to the Communications Office.
Well, there are tremendous impacts coming, though, to another line of business inside the Social Security Administration. Talk about that.
That is correct. So some of the other changes that we can see are, for one, the Office of Budget and Finance and Management is getting a makeover. Social Security preparedness functions that it has right now are moving to a new office that they're creating called the Office of Security and Emergency Preparedness. And they're also getting rid of the Office of Publications and Logistics Management. Commissioner Michael Estrue says he's launching a new facilities and supply management unit that'll take over those responsibilities for that the old office had. Mm-hmm. Now, the publications that Social Security does, they're moving out to the Office of Communications.
All right. They were already working. They'd already started kind of a smaller scale reorganization mm-hmm. plan. How does this fit in with what they already started doing?
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, this is the latest step aimed at improving the inner workings at SSA. You know, we talked about the budget pressures they're facing. Earlier, the agency cut about 3,500 positions. They also canceled plans to launch new processing centers aimed at cutting a backlog of claims for disability benefits. The reorg memo includes a number of changes for SSA personnel. One of them, Deputy Commissioner Carolyn Colvin, I think I pronounced that correctly, mm-hmm. she's gonna lead the future Systems Technology Advisory Panel, which is an advisory group on the future of technology for the agency 5 or 10 years out.
Mm-hmm.
I should note we asked Social Security for a little bit more information on how this is going to play out, maybe an interview, but they declined that request.
Okay. As we get more information about this, of course, we'll put it up at mm-hmm. federalnewsradio.com. Michael Astrew told me a couple of weeks ago on this show that at the time, this was long before their reorg effort, mm-hmm. this announcement, but he told me then that they had already a hiring freeze in place, so it will be interesting to see how this plays out, whether they're able to bring on new people to staff the new office that you mentioned, or whether they're going to try to transition people from some of the offices that they're moving, or maybe some downsizing going on there. We don't know anything about that, obviously, because Social Security is not talking about this yet, but as we find out more, we will keep you updated. Thank you very much, Ruben Gomez.
My pleasure.
It is 421 on In Depth with Francis Rose on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. We have all the details on federalnewsradio.com right now about this reorganization at the Social Security Administration. We also have the full story, which we told you about a little bit on Friday, of the retirement of Jeff Neal, the Chief Human Capital Officer at the Department of Homeland Security. And we are learning today, of course, about the retirement of Mike Carlton. He's the Chief Information Officer at the Department of Health and Human Services. He's a 35-year veteran of government service, and he is retiring at the end of July, and you can learn all about his retirement at federalnewsradio.com as well, and lots more on federalnewsradio.com this afternoon, too. The Postal Service, you heard Deputy Postmaster General Ronald Stroman a few minutes ago talking about cutting costs and the plan by Congressman Daryl Issa to cut $6 billion from the budget at the Postal Service, and we have information about that posted at federalnewsradio.com. Both Congressman Issa's bill and Deputy Postmaster General Ron Stroman's comments, and in fact, the whole conversation at federalnewsradio.com. So also on our website right now, some analysis of changes coming to the Federal Employee Health Benefit Plan, FEHBP. That is posted with a conversation with Walt Francis, who is author of the Checkbook's Guide to Health Plans for Federal Employees and Annuitants. It's really the Bible when it it comes to your FEHBP plans. And Walt was on the Federal Drive talking to them about what might happen to your FEHB premiums, the premiums up in the air because of changes that various members of Congress are trying to make. And we're tracking all of those, of course, on the Bill Tracker at federalnewsradio.com as well.